Adelaide, we're back into it. The Dead Set Legends here for another morning for your sports show, and we are back to normal programming. He is back, Callum Ferguson. Hello, great man. Welcome back. 2 weeks off in Sri Lanka. It's good to see you, mate.
Tomo, it is business as usual. Not a cloud in the sky in Adelaide. What a magnificent state we live in here in South Australia. Oh. And I can't tell you how excited I am to be back. It was tough. It was tough missing the first few shows, and I missed you blokes and I missed the family. Great to be back. What a winter ahead with footy.
Tough just making all that moolah, was it, over in Sri Lanka? Just jetted off, didn't see the family for about 7 weeks.
Come on, mate, I've got to put bread on the table. But no, it was tough being away. It gets harder as kids get older, and it gets tougher to leave. I didn't think I'd be leaving to play cricket again, but I was. And it was a tough couple of weeks, but great to be back. Excited about a big winter of Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, like it, mate. And the former skipper of the Brisbane Lions, two-time best and fairest All-Australian, Tommy Rockliffe. Morning, mate.
Rocky!
Nothing.
Rock!
Rock!
Are you there, mate?
We've lost the Rock.
Where's he gone?
We thought this would be smooth sailing Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo, and we're down the Rock,
Come on, Rock.
He's stuck on a plane. He's literally stuck on a plane.
Travelling around the country, leaving the family behind for cashies.
Oh, no. Come on. So he's coming back from Sydney this morning, back to Brisbane, and he's meant to be dialing in out of Triple M Brisbane, and we can't see him. All we see is Triple M 104.5, proudly Brisbane on our screen.
Yep.
No Rock. He's rang us this morning. He goes, I'm stuck on a plane.
Oh, God.
I'm hearing in between the armchairs.
I thought he'd lost 13 kegs, not put them on.
Nope. Oh, everyone else is off the plane except our man Rock.
God, waiting for the wheelchair.
So I don't know what's going on with our boy Rocky. And
come on,
Rock. I just feel this is the third week into the Dead Set Legends, and well, it's getting treated pretty poorly, I feel. You've jetted off 2 weeks in Sri Lanka. Rocky's booked a flight to get back at, 8:30 in the morning on Saturday. Oh, should be right, boys. Every flight's being delayed around the country at the moment.
For about a good 6 to 12 months, things have been pretty ordinary with regards to timings on planes.
Oh man. Anyway, so we will get Tommy Rockliffe back very, very shortly. But big game of footy last night as well. The Adelaide Crows, no good last night, 19 points down. We're going to dissect it next against the Geelong Football Club. But your early takeouts?
Oh, it was flattening, wasn't it, to be honest? I've been a bit excited about the Crows' development over the last 12, 18 months. I'm sure the Crows fans out there of the same, but God, it almost looked like they just got bullied out of it late when the going got hot in the kitchen. So, yeah, we'll go through it a bit more just after this, but flattening start for the Crows.
Yeah, good of the Crows as well to put up Jake Soligo, the midfield star. We're going to speak to him just after 10:30 this morning, but we want to take your call shortly. Crows fans on 133353. Are you worried? Zipping 2, heading out west next week. ACDC kicks us off. It's the Dead Set Legends. 10 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Fire
here.
Up.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. 14 minutes past 9 o'clock for your Saturday morning, Adelaide. The Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. 0488 51047 is the text line number to get involved with the show.
Right on the siren, touched on the line, and that is it at the Adelaide Oval. The Cats home by 19 points on the road. That's a big win.
Big win and pretty disappointing for the Adelaide Crows fans out there. It just looked like one of those games, very, very frustrating game for a fan out there. Fergos with the inside 50s is the big one for me. 66 the Crows had to Geelong's 53, and you get done by 19 points in front of just under 45,000 people. A lot of Crows fans will wake up pretty disappointed this morning.
Yeah, flat. I mean, I'm obviously a neutral fan, being an Essendon supporter, but I was watching that as a South Australian, and it was flattening watching a side that I thought was really ramping over the last 12, 18 months. I really felt like this was a game that was there for the taking for the Crows. It's a Geelong side that's ageing with a sprinkling of really inexperienced talent in there, and I thought on their home track, and the Crows have been very strong at home for a long time. When you're dominating so many key stats, that inside 50 count was
huge.
Extraordinary. To be done by 19 points, you'd be enormously disappointed. And then there were a few moments in the game where I felt like it got really hot in the kitchen late, and Geelong almost bullocked and bullied their way across the line into what was a really comfortable win in the end.
12 points down at halftime, the Crows. They kicked the first one, Sligo kicked the first one, and then the Cats kicked the next four. It was 6-3 at quarter time. Just from there, seemed like we were, well, the football club, the Crows, were just a little bit off. Got to in front.
Yep.
In the third quarter,
yep.
And then three-quarter time down by a few goals. So it was disappointing, and the big influence was Tom Stewart absolutely outstanding in his 150th. Here's Matty Nix talking about him.
Well, we came in with a number of plans, and the first one didn't work up until quarter time. There's a reason that he's a highly regarded player and rated as one of the best in the competition, and he showed that tonight because we... I thought plan A for Stewart and their back line was a solid one. We didn't execute it at all.
28 touches going at 89% with 10 intercept marks. He was outstanding. 5 All-Australian jackets, if you don't mind, in 150 games. I had Ditts on the call last night saying that's a jacket every 30 games. Like, insane. Yeah. And the plans just didn't. Like, they just didn't stick up. Simple as that.
No, it didn't feel like there was enough physical presence or pressure on him when he was taking all those intercept marks, and he was able to clear things for Geelong in the composed manner that he's been doing for so long. So it just felt like there wasn't enough pressure put on him throughout the night. So I wonder whether, you know, they'll look at that and think maybe a hard tag on him even, because it is a man and a commodity down back for Geelong that has set up so much of their game for so long. I just wonder whether that key cog needs to be shut down. But you must say that the Crows showed a lot of character, I thought, going into the Breeze in that third quarter to get themselves back into a winning position. If they could have played solidly defensively for the rest of that quarter, really given themselves a chance to blow the game apart late. But Geelong, they're such a strong, experienced, around-the-ball side that they just didn't allow the Crows to get the game on their terms at any point.
Probably a couple goal breeze to the northern end all night, you know, and you put your hand up there. Going that way in the last quarter, the thing, I was sitting behind the goals as well, so I saw it live, and it's so easy from the cheap seats, don't worry about that.
Absolutely.
But I was probably a little bit annoyed when 12 minutes gone in the last quarter, you're 4 goal down, I'd rather lose by 7 or 8 goal. And absolutely go nuts. You know, switch the footy. You know, Joshie Worrell standing out there screaming his guts out to switch the footy, try something different.
Yep.
So that flow-on effect was a little bit annoying. And Jakey Sligo is going to join us just after 10:30, so we can ask him all these questions as well.
Sure.
But the last kick inside 50 was another one as well. Their pressure was elite, Geelong. But when it goes up the other end, Brad Close, Stengel and Grian Myers, that kick to Hawkins and Cameron was elite, and they just did not miss.
Yeah, they're the best in the business at it. Myers in particular, he's been noted as probably the best kick inside 50 for a number of years now. So when you're getting beaten at the coalface and getting beaten on turnover so strongly throughout the night, it's just going to kill you. So you've got to be so good with your ball movement, but you've also got to be very aggressive when the game's there to be won. And like you mentioned, the Crows started kicking down the line a lot late. And I wondered whether that was just the pressure that Geelong had applied for so long, and the Crows just at that point in the game not having the guts to go and switch, take the game on, get inside and take it on through the corridor. It was a missed trick. There was a couple of moments too where they missed some golden opportunities in front of goal. The fog one was tough, wasn't it? That's a tough one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're directly in front, you hit the post like that. So I understand that for sure. But I'd love to hear from the Crows fans out there. I'm 133.53. How frustrated are you? Is it alarm bells? What's going on, you know, down at Crowland? Because the expectations is to play finals, okay? It's as simple as that. And you start zipping two, it's not a great start.
No, it's not. And you've got to think, Geelong and Gold Coast are two sides that the Crows are going to be competing for a spot in the top eight with. That's a really tough loss to take.
133.53, Crows fans, you can vent right now. Are you frustrated? Are you worried? Are you glass half full? Let us know. 133.53, we have double passes. This is superb. The gather round after party, live music, the home base at Shotgun Willie's, if
Hang
you
on
don't
a second.
Mind. Yep. 133. Oh, yeah. 133.53, gather round, not that far away. Crows fans, hit us up. Triple M. 104.7 on the dial, and we're also on listener as well. LISTNR, 24 minutes past 9 o'clock, the Dead Set Legends. Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo. And if you're just joining us for the first time, Tommy Rockliffe, hello, mate. The plane's landed.
Yes, sorry about that. I had a work event in Sydney the last couple of days and thought I'd get back in time. But unfortunately, I was about 20 minutes beyond where I should have been. So I apologise to the listeners and you boys for being late, but we're all back together. The gang's back together.
That's good. It's good to be back. Now, can we blame the airlines? Because that's what would have happened, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, we can, but it's not the airlines. It's Apple. Let's blame the Apple
software. Hang on.
What do you mean, Apple?
Well, the alarm, for some reason, just didn't... It was on silent, so just the vibration mode. So.
Did you set it, strong man, or not?
Well, yeah, set it. So 5 o'clock, and woke up at 6:36 with a 7 o'clock flight. So
Is this one of those Bernie Vince moments where you just got to come up with a reason and stick by it
and run with it?
I should have just gone with the. Airline was delayed.
Yeah,
that would have been acceptable.
That would have been good. That would have been good. King's Cross, I'm hearing as well. Just slightly. 133.53 Rock. We are getting a little bit serious right now. Because the Crows were, not blown away at all. They were competitive. There's no doubt about that. But 19 points they went down by last night. The inside 50s. I know you saw that as well, Rock. 66-53. You just got to be better than that.
Yeah, you certainly do. You got to take your opportunities when they come. And you look at Port Adelaide last week. They went inside 53 times for 40 scoring shots. Where the Adelaide Crows had their opportunities. They've won clearances. They've won contested footy. They've won all the key indicators. Unfortunately, they haven't won the score in the game. And now they're 0-2. And as Ferg said at the end of that last break, the two teams that they've lost to are competing for that sort of position that they want in the finals. So it makes their job all that much harder now.
With Freo to come next week, who beat Brisbane on their home track. So it's not going to be easy. 133.53 is the number to get involved. Frustrated Crows fans we're talking to. Yeah. We got Matt from Brighton right now. Matty, good morning to you.
Here you go, fellas. How you going?
Good, thanks. Good, mate. What's your thoughts?
Oh, just pretty bit out of the blue because I think most people had him in the best, but I just think the Crows need to look at a decent tap ruckman. They can actually tap the ball, soft hands, palm it off to our players rather than them always, Tom, as an on-baller, you'd probably know how good is it when you can get a ruckman that can tap it down to you. You know what's going on. He doesn't dictate any of that. You watch him in the warm-ups when he's got no opposition. It's like a brick hitting the ball. He's got no idea how to tap the ball. Zero marks for a big ruckman last night. I just think we've got to be better than that, and I just don't understand why they wouldn't have gone after a Grundy or someone like that, you know.
Yeah, it's a pretty good point because as an on-baller, you want that consistency and you want those soft hands. And I was lucky enough to play with some really good ruckmen. Matty Leuenberger, Steph Martin had the harder hand, so you knew to play on the outside. And then Paddy Ryder, so he could put it anywhere.
As we go to Billy from Adelaide, good call there, Matty. Billy, what's your thoughts on the Crows?
G'day. Yeah, boys, I think we're in a bit of trouble skill-wise. Kicking for goal, as you said, it's just killing us every time. We get there in the games, we win the ball, we work hard, and then we get in front of goal and we just blow it. And we've got to work better on that. They were very quick last night when they got the ball on the outside, and we just couldn't respond to that at all. So I think they've got a lot of work to do, and if we get any more injuries, the depth's just not there.
So how do you see it then with the goal kicking? Do you feel like it's the absolute basics, or is it in play, you know, when they're under a bit of pressure running at goal?
I think it's the absolute basics. We see it across a lot of the teams. You know, you look at the past years of say, a Dunstall and those sort of guys where their goal kicking percentages in front of goal were fantastic. This day and age, and it's across the board, they just don't seem to be able to kick through you know, and it hurts the Crows more than others. We've only got probably Fogarty and Rochelle that go right in front of goal. But even Rochelle, he needs to learn how to win his own footy. He needs to spell in the SNFL, I think.
Wow. Interesting. Well, thanks for that, Billy. Michael at Norlunga Downs, what have you got for us, mate? What are your thoughts on the Crows?
I think that it's not the players that everyone's talking about that need to improve. I think it's the actual coach, Matthew Nix.
Interesting. Is it a technical thing that you're concerned about?
I mean, coaching the Crows, he's done that little bit better each year, but it just seems to, I don't know, like, do the wrong things. Like, I was at the game last night and he put Rochelle on the bench. I don't understand stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. So you're not happy with the 2-year extension then, Michael, I take it?
No, I'm not happy with the extension at all. That's another 2 years of, you know, being frustrated and waiting for us to make the finals.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think it can turn around. He has that, like, he's improved every year.
Yeah.
You got to remember about Matty Nix, what the list he actually took over. It was abysmal, wasn't it, Rock, really?
Yeah. But as the callers, they want finals now. Yeah. So he's been there 5 years and it is time to be thereabouts. And clearly last year they should have been playing finals up to a goal umpire that didn't allow them to. But if they lose a couple more, the pressure will build. There's no doubt in that.
Laurie at North Haven finishes off here. Laurie, what are your thoughts on the Crows?
Oh, mate, I'm a true blue Crow supporter since day dot. We need a ruthless coach, but anyhow, I put $50 on 130 bucks last night. I backed Geelong. I knew
they gamble responsibly. Hang on,
we do all that responsibly, don't we, Loz?
Oh, yeah, but after kicking one goal up to half-time last week, I turned it off. I said, oh, here we go again for another year.
Oh, hang on. I don't think that's quite right, actually.
Already.
I don't think that's quite right. I think it was one goal up to, but anyway. All thanks to Betfair as well for that lorry there. Jingies, just do that responsibly if you're having a little flutter.
That's it.
I would have thought so. Just now, all the callers there as well, Fergus, if you don't mind.
Who wins it?
Not all of them.
They all get one.
All of them.
What do you mean everyone gets
this
one?
This is the Gather Round giveaway. Every caller on board today, the home base at Shotgun Willie's is your go. This Gather Round, the after party, live music, outdoor bars all weekend, drink cards, express entry into the base laneway party. It is going to be going off.
Stop it. You'll be there.
In a couple of weeks' time. Well, Shotgun Willie's is actually where our man Rock asked the security guard how many best and fairest has he won.
No. Bernie Vince.
Bernie Vince.
Bernie as well.
Yeah. And Rock said four between them.
Shot me.
16 minutes away from 10 o'clock for your Saturday morning, Adelaide. Bit of Tom Petty with Free Falling, the dead set legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson and Tomo. And an absolute treat to welcome this man to the show, the Premiership coach from 2004 and Travis Boak's first ever coach, Mark Choco Williams. Choco, good morning to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, guys. Lovely song to listen to. Well done.
No, fantastic.
One of my favourites.
No, yes. We lined it up just for you, Choco.
That's it.
The waiting. I thought you might have played that instead.
Not bad.
Anyway, hey, lovely to see you.
Yeah, let's talk Travis Boak, mate. You're the first coach of him. What's the memories like back in the day there, 2007, wherein a fresh-faced Travis Boak landed at Aberdeen?
Look, we're tossing up whether we're taking Joel Selwood or Travis Boak, Joel Selwood all the time, and in the end we didn't get the pick. But to get Travis, obviously both of them become superstars, both of them down that way. And he come to the club, he provided everything we'd hoped for. Although the first day he actually arrived, he couldn't handle the training and threw up about 10 minutes into it. But apparently they put him in a hotel somewhere and he'd eaten too much breakfast before the big run and all that sort of stuff. It's just the rookies do. But he's such a warm and welcoming guy. Just a wonderful work ethic right from the start. It's not like we had to whip him into gear. He came with that, and obviously his dad had a hell of a lot to do with that. His dad had passed, and obviously there was a lot of concern about him maybe going back and how he might react. The club did a wonderful thing in bringing his mum and his sisters over to live with him, and all of those things helped make him feel comfortable in those early difficult times.
And Choco, for you, what sets him apart from the other guys that have come into the system and haven't been able to survive for 350-odd games?
Well, obviously he's got a great work ethic, so that gets you somewhere. His drive and his passion for the game and his craft. You know, he wasn't absolutely perfect. He had to work on his speed and agility off the mark early days, and he was a bit concerned about that, but, to be able to help him believe in himself and be able to deliver that, he worked really hard on his kicking and his finish, And when it, how do you get through to 350 games? It's all those experiences, you know, I see online sometimes when he's, you know, going overseas and he's meeting Mick Fanning and he's doing, you know, some extraordinary things with extraordinary people, trying to improve himself and get better all the time. And that's the sort of thing that if you want to, you know, read the book on how to get to 350, all of those things. And again, after every game, it's about recovery and it's about looking forward to the next one and making sure that you're in the best mind space and also the best body shape, ready to go. And that's certainly him.
Choco, when you first saw him turn up, you mentioned, you know, his first day or so of training, you know, perhaps didn't go to plan. But over the first sort of 12 to 18 months, did you see a young Travis Boak playing 350 games?
I knew he'd play as long as his body would last. You know, okay. No doubt he was a terrific player, you could tell. And, you know, the leadership qualities amongst the young players, he had that when he turned up. So becoming a leader of the club was certainly no surprise and, you know, definitely a route that he was on from the very start. The way that he embraces all the other players, he has just a warm and a wonderful smile about him. And even when he's hurting, he's smiling. So, you know, it's a joy to him. And, you know, I know his family will be so proud of him. And, you know, he brought so much joy to everyone at Port Adelaide and in the wider football community as well. You know, to say they experienced Travis Boak for that long, it's, you know, we've all been lucky to be part of that.
The first word that comes to mind for me, Choco, about Travis Boak is loyalty. Let's go back to 2012, a brazen mission when Geelong come over to Adelaide, the City of Churches here, yep, and tried to nab him, and he stuck fat, and the club was in real, real strife. Ken Hinckley said throughout the week that, you know, potentially the club might not even be around if Trav went home. Like, he's turned the club around single-handedly, it feels like.
Yep.
You must have been really, really proud of that.
There's no doubt the players have to make decisions through their career whether to stay or go, and for him to stay was a major thing for Port Adelaide. To say that Port Adelaide would have fallen down and been off the map, I'm not sure about that. Port Adelaide's been around for a hell of a long time and with a lot of great players, but certainly him staying enhanced the reputation of the team and the club, you know, through the draft and through getting other players to come, free agents and all those sort of things. So it's nice to be able to see, we've got Travis Boak, and someone says, oh, shit, I'll go there as well. So that certainly helps that.
And Choco, let's turn our attention to what you're up to now. Obviously, a coach at the Melbourne Footy Club. It's been a long off season for you guys. I bet you're just rapt to be out there playing footy. You take on Hawthorn this afternoon at the MCG. Should be a cracking contest.
It's been a long pre-season, as you said, but you know, the club been very solid through the whole thing, and we trained hard. You know, we went to Sydney their first game. It was like soap. The ball was like soap up there, and so humid. But three-quarter time, we're you know, I think we're a point down against Sydney, and you know, it seems like Sydney are a pretty good side. Mm. So last week was a good win against the Bulldogs, and hopefully we can do the same again against the Hawks, and then get over to see Travis the week after for his 351st game.
Hey, Choco, now, just quickly, our great mate Alex Carey, 98 not out in that last test over in New Zealand. Quick question, what the hell was Captain Pat doing?
Oh, God.
How are you going through that?
Well, Alex is like my son when it comes to cricket. I'd hate to have been Alex's parents or any cricketer's parents to sit there. As soon as I've got, like, Alex playing, I'm so nervous sitting there watching every bloody point, ball that gets bowled. And I defend him completely with anything that happens, and except the reverse ramps. I'm not exactly sure about those. But anyway, I send him messages about that. I'm thinking he probably dismisses it, but I do send him messages. But under all sorts of pressure, what a wonderful innings, and it couldn't have happened to a better bloke. And hopefully, we're intending to catch up next week. We're in for the Port game. We're staying over for the gather round game afterwards. So it'd be great to catch up with him. And all South Australia, you know, we should be all so proud of what he's done since he's got into the Test arena.
Chucko, you're a star, mate. Thanks so much for your time and good luck today against the Hawthorn Footy Club.
Yep, and we'll see you next week, boys.
Sounds good. Great, Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, nowhere else you're going to hear Choco Williams talk about reverse ramps.
No, not that passionately.
but the dead set legends.
That's it.
Superb. What a star he is. 8 minutes away from 10, Triple M. I feel we've been a bit heavy in the first hour. We've been a bit critical of the almighty Adelaide Crows, and probably rightfully so. No good last night. Went down by 19 points.
No, we were flat about it.
We were, and the dead set legends like to take a comical view to a few things. And
yes.
The Streakers is one of them, because we saw that front page of the paper today. Benny Keys just putting a numpty on his ass first.
Good. Yep, rightly so too. Much in the vein of one of Australia's great cricketers, oh, yeah. Roy Symons. What a performance that was up at the Gabba all those years ago.
I don't know if you saw it or not, Rock, but this bloke sort of dummied around Matty Crouch and Keyes just went bang.
I've seen it. What I can't work out is... what were the security doing?
Yeah.
They had no interest or intent in trying to catch him.
No.
They were pretty much walking after him.
No, I thought that too. I thought
it was a shambles.
I wouldn't have put in the invoice. If I was a security, that was absolutely a try. In all seriousness, you should not allow that to happen. Surely that's your number one main priority is to keep the punters behind the barriers.
Well, the concern is that, you know, if one of them's able to get out onto the ground and make contact with the player, this guy... waltz through traffic.
Yeah.
If he had anything on him, some sort of... oh, I mean,
no,
I hate
I
to think. Mm. I hate to think.
Here's how Triple M called it.
Now, free kick. We've got a streaker. No, that's what we got. And Crouch has got him.
He's tackled him.
About to wrestle him to the deck. He's escaped. Old mate's escaped.
That's bad. Get you long to grab him. Because their pressure, tackle pressure's been good. Oh, Keezy's decked him. What an idiot.
You can really hear the disgust in Bernie's voice that the bloke had clothes on. Like, if you're going to do it properly, Rock.
That's exactly right. It reminds me of one of my mates up here in Brisbane. He ventured out. I think he made a decent profit out of it as well. We don't obviously encourage people to go out on the ground.
No,
but
that's right. No,
he got to he got to the wicket, and Ricky Ponting was batting from a guy from Tasmania as well. And he turned around and he goes, "Chris, what are you doing out here? You're not allowed to be out here." As he bent down to pick the bail up.
Well, knew his name.
We've got to be honest about things. Like, if we're telling stories, we've got to tell it properly. But what was that? It was $5,000 fine or whatever. He actually made cash on that. Like, he's in front. He's retired.
I think he ended up going to court and they gave him a $400 fine. Oh. This was like 15 years ago.
Worth every cent.
Absolutely.
I think he pocketed about $12,000.
No, Bernie was filthed up that the bloke wasn't nude. These blokes going out there half cocked these days. Seriously, back in the day.
Oh,
get the kid off.
Yeah.
No one needs to see it, but they're going to have to.
Should be a bigger fine for wearing clothes, I reckon. Honestly, I'm big on that. Let's go to the phones. 1-3-3-5-3. Any of our beautiful Triple M family streaked out there before?
Surely.
Surely there's got to be something. We've got to take a lighter note to this.
Yeah, I
know
so.
We're, you know, let's delve back sort of in the 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, I like it.
The glory days of streaking.
1-3-3-5-3. Hit us up. When have you streaked? Where was it? And what was going on? We've got double passes galore to Shotgun Willies.
Oh,
this is so good.
Shotguns are taking the mickey now.
VIP,
I love it.
Package inclusion, drink cards, express entry to the home base laneway party. This is all happening after Gather Round. Any caller on gets these passes.
Unbelievable.
1-3-3-5-3. When did you streak? Got a little bit naughty. Triple M, 20 minutes past 10 o'clock, 104.7 Adelaide's at Triple M. The highlight of the night for a lot of Crows fans was the streaker. It's front page of the paper today. Unfortunately, this bloke jumped the fence and, yeah, caused a little of, it's actually not good, but you've got to see the lighter side of things in life. We're glass half full here at the Dead Set Legends, Fergus.
No, that's right. No, that's right. And no one was more disappointed that he had his kid on than Bernie Vince last night listening to the call.
Really flat. Still flat on there. Now, Rock, just quickly recap the story of your mate with Punter.
Yeah, he ventured out to the Gabba. I think it was a one-day international, and he both grew up in Tasmania, so they knew each other, and he ventured out, went to grab the bail, and he lifted his arm up with his Hunter's bat, lifted his arm up and said, "You can't take the bail." He said, "What are you doing out here, Chris? You shouldn't be out here."
Unbelievable.
And I think he went to court and he got fined $400 and walked away with a 12
grand. It was meant to be $5,000, wasn't it? So he's made cash.
Oh, he's made cash. Yeah, don't worry about that. Everyone in the crowd chipped
in. Cheapest streak in history.
Happy days. Happy nearly quit his job. We'll go out to Matt from Two Wells. Matt, when did you streak?
It wasn't me, mate, but I was at an APFL grand final about 10 years ago. A bloke on the outer wing side of the street threw a cartwheel and knocked himself out cold.
Oh, hang on.
The whole crowd.
Hang on. In front of everyone. Security still struggled to grab him?
Front of everyone, mate. I don't think security didn't need to do anything, mate. He was out cold on the wing.
Knocked himself out.
Yeah, knocked himself out cold. Both trainers from both clubs are out there trying to stretch him off with a towel over him.
Oh, that is superb. Oh,
he's embarrassing.
I love that. I love that, Matty. Who we got there, Ferg?
No, we got Ross from Edwardstown. Ross, run us through your story, mate.
Yeah, me and the boys had a bet on to see who could give up smoking the longest, and I obviously lost the bet. I kept smoking that day pretty much, and I rung a mate to see if he was smoking yet, but he wasn't.
No.
We either get a tattoo that said I lost, or they had to streak in front of all the restaurants along the marina. So I chose to get the I lost tattoo, and I did the streak instead. Streaked along the marina, got all the way to the end. And there's the cops waiting for me. I fined for indecent exposure, and my mum found out I smoked cigarettes.
Oh, that's no good, bro. What are we talking? How much? What was the wedge?
Oh, mate, I don't know. It was probably about $100 or something, but it was a long time ago. I was only about 14, 15.
Yeah. Don't obviously encourage any of that behaviour at all. But,
oh, that's right. You know, exactly. It's brilliant work.
Couple of packets of Winnie Red's light, though, old Roscoe.
Let's head out to Ben from Manapara. Ben, when did you streak?
Hey, guys. It wasn't me. It was a mate of mine. We lived in, this was early 90s in Alice Springs, and we had a few, fair to say. It was a Saturday afternoon, and we dared him to ride his bike naked up and down Todd Mall, like the main strip in Alice Springs.
Hang on.
And, he was successful. He did it. And But the coppers were waiting for him at the end. But the piece de resistance, all he had on was a pair of shoes and sunglasses. They proceeded to put him up against the building to pat him down.
Well, you're not naked, are you, Fergus? Got the shades on?
Oh, that's right. Let's just check if you're hiding anything.
That is superb. I tell you what, all those callers, they were that bloody good, Fergus. We'll send them along to Shotgun Willie's to gather around. Oh, mate, VIP packages, drink cards, express entry to the home base laneway party. Just keep your clothes on. Simple as that.
That's all you got to do.
Yep, that's
it. Is that it?
Keep your clothes on and you're in.
Right. That's rock and roll.
Triple M. 25 minutes away from 11 o'clock, 104.7 Adelaide's at Triple M. The Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson and Tomo. Unfortunately, the Adelaide Crows went down by 19 points in front of a tick under 45,000 people at Adelaide Oval last night. Jake Saligo, he's an up-and-comer. We love him. Very, very good midfielder and he joins us right now. Jake, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, what's the wash-up out of last night? 19-point loss. Disappointing for sure in front of the home crowd. How are the boys tracking last night and obviously this morning?
Obviously just super disappointed by the result, especially playing at home in front of a 45,000, like you were saying. It's a little bit disappointing, but, there's a lot of positives we can take out of the game. But, yeah, the good thing is we're not too far off, so we've got to fix a few things and then we'll be right.
You haven't started the season the way you would have liked. Obviously, came up to the Gold Coast last week. Didn't turn up almost for the first three quarters, and then put on an absolute clinic in the last quarter and nearly pinch at one. Go down last night. What was Matty Nix's message to you guys after the loss last night?
Like I said before, we're not far off, but I think it was just the contest stuff to start with. They just Geelong looked a bit stronger over the ball, especially the first couple of quarters. Our ball movement wasn't the best, I didn't think, last night, personally. We kicked it down the line a fair bit, which let the likes of Tom Stewart and all their big defenders in the game. So I reckon, that's probably where we went wrong. And then, we actually had more forward 50 entries on the day. So, the fact that we couldn't really execute in front of goal and probably let us down a bit.
Jake, Cal Ferguson here, mate. Now, you started as a sub last week. Tell me about the disappointment or, You know, first game of the year, obviously nice to get your name mentioned, but to start as a sub and then coming out this weekend and getting the chance to play. Talk us through a little bit of the messaging that you might have got going into round one and then the excitement of getting to start in front of your home fans.
Yeah, I was just super happy to have my name called out round one just because obviously I had an ankle injury that put me out for 4 weeks. So to just play a little bit of footy was great. But yeah, and then this week playing in front of a home crowd was always great. And yeah, 45,000 there for round two was bloody great. I love playing in front of our crowd, and especially Adelaide Oval, it's bloody electric out there.
Yeah. You're a class above, Jake. Like, we saw you in the trial match versus West Coast when you come on. You had an impact. Same again last week and same again last night. Talk to me about Chris Burgess. He kicked two. He kicked his first two for the Adelaide Crows. Looked good early. And then, you know, unfortunately, probably some opportunities in terms of ball movement like you're talking about. But 66 entries. He did look good for Patches.
100%. He's coming to the program. His body looked elite for us. So, I think he's going to add heaps of dynamic to our forward line, especially last night. I know us mids didn't really help him out too much with our entries and all that. But, yeah, when he got the opportunity, he did well, and he's going to keep doing well for us.
And Jake, what's on for the weekend? You've obviously got a seven-day break. You take on Fremantle on Good Friday next week. Big game over there. You won't want to go zipping three, but how are you getting away from footy for the weekend, mate?
Yeah, my parents are over at the moment and my girlfriend. So
how good?
Just, yeah, so sort of just chilling out and just getting away from footy for the weekend.
Jake, you head over west, obviously. Is there a message that you want for the fans? 45,000 there last night, mate, and obviously pretty disappointed last night and again this morning. A message for the fans to, you know, make sure they're up and about?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just keep believing in us. The process is going to get it done. So a lot of good teams start like this. So, yeah, we're just going to keep believing in us and, yeah, we'll get it done soon.
And just quickly, mate, how have you found Adelaide since you moved across a couple of years ago? Have you settled in well? Whereabouts are you living and what have you loved about Adelaide?
Oh, absolutely loving Adelaide. It's a beautiful place. I'm from Safety Beach in Victoria, so it's sort of similar, I guess, with the sort of being a bit more quiet in the city.
Yep.
But I'm just in Westlakes at the moment with my two housemates, Josh Rochelle and Luke Nate Kermis.
I think we've uncovered something here. Yes. How are we rolling with that? How's that sort of setup going? Who's pulling their weight?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest. I think Josh needs to pull his weight a bit more.
Hang on.
But it's a pretty funny household, especially some nights out are pretty funny.
How many mirrors does he have in the house?
Oh, plenty. I think he's got a full mirror in his room.
The old floor-to-ceiling operation.
That's it.
Jakey, thanks so much for fronting up, mate. We really appreciate your time. Always tough after a loss. And good luck. Recover well. And hopefully we can take on the Fremantle Footy Club and get it done.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jakey.
Love the way he plays. Yes, he's absolutely superb.
No, he's great. He's energetic and he brings a lot of sizzle for the Crows through the midfield. And they're going to need plenty of that if they're going to turn this season around.
Now, Rock. Just before 11 o'clock, a few people here at Triple M have welcomed back our man Callum Ferguson with open arms. And that's what we do. When people have a couple of weeks off here at Triple M, we get them back in, and it's all positive, I think, this montage. Is that correct?
I believe so.
I find that hard to believe. So. Knowing this station.
9 minutes away from 11. 8 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Bit of rock set. How good? 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tommy Rockliffe, Cow Ferguson, and Tommy. Been a big show already. Choco Williams joined us in the first hour, and Jake Saligo just before. If you want to hear those interviews, you can catch up on the listener app, LISTNR Rock. How good is it to have our man Cow Ferguson back?
Yeah, it's great to have him back. I mean, the first year that we did it for, I think, about 60 Saturday mornings in the first year. It felt like it went forever. I think we started in January and finished in December, which was... a long, long time. This year, we're only doing the footy season, and it was a bit flattening when we found out that Fergus out for the first couple as well. We thought he might have been here, but he was overseas playing cricket. But the Triple M team got together and thought they'd welcome him back, and we put this package together for you, Fergus.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Welcome back.
Hi, Dad.
Daddy, it's Layla. I just thought I'd leave you a message so you don't forget the sound of my voice. Mummy said to tell you that you missed my first day of school, but it's okay because Greg blew it, dropped me off. And my teacher said he's the best cricketer player that South Australia has ever produced. And asked him for a selfie, and everyone was so excited to see him. And Mummy says, are you going to be home for Christmas, or do we have to have it at Uncle Greg's again? Okay, bye, Daddy.
Greg actually needs to come back. He's somebody's replacement to being world over.
Welcome back, Ferg. It's Matt, your boss here. Missing the first 2 weeks of Dead Set Legends would have to put you in the category of the least committed Dead Set Legends host we've ever had. And keep in mind, Andrew Jarman hosted it for 12 years.
Oh. Hang on.
Was that O'Reilly? Was that Matt O'Reilly, our boss?
Yeah, and like everyone else just had one line. He went again.
Ferg's just treating us like he treats his family, which is absence. Oh. Every round. I don't think his kids even know who he is anymore.
Now, hang on a second.
Whack.
That's our boss. So this is the guy that showed such a lack of commitment to our show that he robbed us of 8 weeks for the year. Is that right? Mm. 8 weekends he took office, said, nah, we're not doing any cricket season. Mm. We're just waiting for the footy season. I think we're all pretty comfortable with it. But he's shown a clear lack of respect for us and the show and the family on the weekends, on the Saturday mornings.
Yes.
But also, I mean, aren't we allowed to go away and work? You know, if he's going to show that lack of commitment, I've got to make up those funds somewhere. So I had to take myself overseas to try and find a bit of extra bread on the table, didn't I? But also, this bloke loves throwing stones in glass houses, right? So he's saying, oh, I've left my family behind and this, that, and the other. I'm going over there, leaving them for 2 weeks.
Mm.
It's not easy to leave your family.
No, I'm with you.
To make money so that we can put bread on the table. This bloke spent the last 6 weeks away from his family, leaving them behind in his wake for a junket over to Las Vegas to watch the NFL. He's been to about 4 Taylor Swift concerts around the world too. Let's not forget that either. This bloke's an absolute joke. This is unbelievable scenes. Seriously, this is also a guy who missed 4 days of work because he had hay fever.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? Who is this bloke?
Yeah.
Seriously. And then also for a guy that swore off social media, telling us he only had 70 weeks to live in his life. He's not wasting his time. All it's been is a torrent of M. O'Reilly on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it's called. You name it, he's on it. And let's not forget, he's bothering Tex Walker with FaceTimes 5 minutes before his preseason train. No wonder Tex didn't play the first round. He's putting up with O'Reilly on his phone every 5 minutes while O'Reilly's at Live Golf. NRL games over in Vegas. It's an absolute piss take. He's taken the piss and left Alex and the kids behind in his wake.
That's pretty comprehensive, Rob.
Did I cover it all?
Whack. I think we still got a minute. You got any more?
I'll leave it to you, bloke. You blokes have got more in him than me, and that's just what I could scratch up in 5 minutes.
No, I think he's a great boss. I think he's just superb.
Yeah, Matty, I had nothing to do with that.
I had nothing to do with it, Matty. No, I'm with you, Matty.
Of course you are.
4 minutes away from
good
11.
Teammates,
Triple M. Absolutely flying the Dead Set Legends on a Saturday morning, 6 minutes past 11 o'clock. Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson and Tomo. It's great to have the trio back together for the first time in season 2024. Now, hell of a going over you just did of our boss, Matty O'Reilly, and he's filthied up, hadn't he, there, Rock?
He certainly has. Well, I had no part of it.
No, of course not. No.
Wash my hands of that. But yeah, Fergie certainly didn't miss.
No, absolutely.
Did not miss
out, man. No, I tell you what, he's got a bit defensive on the text line too,
well,
getting into us. Yeah,
yep.
Not happy about it.
If you've missed that as well, sort of a 4 to 5 minute pasting from Cal Ferguson on our boss, Matty O'Reilly. You can get that on the Listener app. And it's the first time I've actually heard you do a going over, if you don't mind, since this.
Imagine where blue you'd be if there was no James Brayshaw around to guide
you
through.
He was finished.
At Triple M, Channel 7, he was done with cricket. He was,
no one
he was directionless.
He was coaching the Sacker, and he got got the flick from there because
he
couldn't make runs.
He'd be absolutely nowhere. He'd be a part-time kids cricket coach and a struggling amateur golfer. He'd be
Whack.
Gee whiz.
The first show on the Dead Set.
No,
well,
it's not
welcome.
Often I feel the need, but I thought it was required. Actually, too, there's a Shield final on at the moment over in Perth, which yes. We need to mention as well. Yep. Western Australia, 347 in the first innings, and Tassie in all sorts, 6 for 152 in reply.
Okay.
Now, I've also heard a little bit of mail getting around about a Redbacks potential recruit for next season, boys.
Okay.
Now, my understanding is the hierarchy at the Sacker are after a high-profile top-order batter for next season. So watch this space in the coming months. I think there could be a big name recruit coming our way. It could be the first one since Johan Botha.
Really?
Yeah. And Yunus Khan was the one before that. We've had a rich history.
So Garfield international. Sobers,
Graham Pollock back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got a potential big name coming to the top order from an overseas perspective, which isn't often seen.
Ever held a leadership title or anything like that?
Yeah,
or?
Potentially.
Okay.
Potentially.
Wow.
A former international captain.
There we go. Hearing.
So there you go.
Just prod it a bit more, Rob, and we get a bit more juice out of that.
That could be on the horizon
so
for the Sacker.
A former international captain could be lining up for the Redbacks next season.
Potentially, yes.
Wow, okay.
So
I like
keep
that.
Keep an eye on this one.
Good intel.
Good one for the rumour mill.
Good intel. Now, Rock, Port Adelaide take on the Richmond Football Club tomorrow at the G. Travie Boak's 350th game. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, congratulations to Boakie. Outstanding achievement. Ken Hinckley coaching game, 250 as well. I think Port Adelaide just get the job done over there. Obviously, Richmond have got a few injuries. Gibkiss, we've seen him go down last week. Prestia, Broad and Hopper as well now. So Port Adelaide would expect to go over there and win, but Richmond is a different beast at the MCG. They play that ground a lot better. We've seen them up here on the Gold Coast, and Gold Coast got hold of them. But if Port Adelaide can dominate the midfield, and Horn Francis out probably hurts a little bit, but you've also got Rosie and Butters and these guys, Willem Drew, that are Ollie Wines, that are really gelling really well together. So that's what cost Richmond in round zero, as it is, that they just got bullied around the footy. And Port Adelaide's mids, if they get to work around the contest, then there's no doubt in my mind that they'll win the game. They'd like to be a bit more accurate in front of goal. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. They had about 53 inside 50s last week for 40 scoring shots, which is just off the charts return. But unfortunately, they didn't kick straight. I think it was 16-23 or 24 or something last week.
Big Ivan Soldo, geez, didn't he turn up in that first round for the Power? And isn't he going to be a vital cog against his old mob?
Yeah, he certainly is. He would have marked this game in the calendar when he got traded. But he was really impressive in that first game for Port Adelaide.
What's Kenny thinking about going over to the MCG? Rocky, you've been inside the four walls. You really, you build yourself up for it. This is where you need to be playing your best footy in September.
Yeah, it certainly is. Interstate teams don't get that many opportunities to play there. I think Port Adelaide probably play two or three games there. So it's important that when you're there, you rehearse and play the ground and the conditions as best you can. It's a tricky ground. It swirls a bit down at ground level. It's not your traditional wind. So it's a great challenge for Port Adelaide. And Richmond will be up and about. They'll want to win this game of footy to kickstart their season.
Now, I see Sam Jacobs going to join us next, Fergus.
Yes,
what's going on there?
Well, we thought it's necessary to just have a little review of your debut last night as the MC at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows home games, which is a great gig. Congratulations.
Thank you, Callum.
Well done. I'm looking forward to hearing what Source has got to say.
We'll do that next here at Triple M, 11:11. Bit of Billy Joel for your Saturday morning, 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, 13 minutes past 11 o'clock. If you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on Listener as well. LISTNR.
Yeah, we're lucky today to have the great Sam Source Jacobs on the line to talk a little bit about Tomo's new gig, Rocky, as the MC of the Adelaide Crows home games. What a great result that is for the great man. And to have Source here to give him a bit of a rundown of the goings of how to make a success of it. Welcome to the show, Source.
Good morning, Ferg. How are we, boys?
Yeah, great, mate. Thanks for coming on board. Now, It's big shoes to fill, really. I mean, you did a wonderful job last year in the role, and we're really looking forward to seeing how Tomo goes about it. But have you got a couple of tips for him that might help him on his way?
Yeah, I think for Tomo as well, mate, just be yourself. You know, don't try and be funny like you do and be yourself.
Here he goes.
Every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And when you're introducing yourself, make sure you get yourself at the right oval.
Oh, hang on now. Hang on a second.
That's a great point, mate.
Got some intel, do you, big boy? You got some intel here, do you?
No. Just an honest conversation, mate. Just giving you some words of wisdom.
Okay.
Well, this stems from the social post that went out from the Adelaide Crows announcing that they had a new MC, and what better place to sit at Adelaide Oval than for some reason it was Richmond Oval, but this is how it went down.
Oh, no. Best spot to watch footy from an Adelaide Oval.
How about out here? Hello, Crows fans. My name is Tom. I'm your new match day MC host for season 2024. Cannot wait to get stuck into it with MJ. See ya for our first home game. Geelong Cats, Friday night, 22nd of March. See you there. Now, big sausage. Sometimes you just have to toe the company line. You know that, you know? You did it for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. And I wasn't sure I did a little welcoming video. Part of the MC gig is just letting people know. You just go in the background, just give people the information they need.
Mate, keep them informed. You're 10'9", you played 208 at the highest. I think they know who you are.
Getting defensive here. Source is getting real defensive.
No, that's brilliant, Tom. I hope it went well last night.
Nah, you're a good man, Source. Now, let's actually focus on what's going on, mate. Once again, a big congratulations and good luck for your first game as head coach this week, mate. The Eagles, good Friday. Your take on West Adelaide. You must be pumped.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's a big weekend for the Sandford. Obviously, we've got all teams playing on Good Friday. So it's a quadruple header with the women's program as well on Friday. So it'll be a big day at Mornington Key Oval. But very excited to get into it. It's been, all the players say it as well. Coaches are no different. The preseason gets long, so you get ready to get stuck into it. But I must admit, it is different being on the other side of the fence.
Trial match last night against the Adelaide Footy Club, mate. How'd the boys fare?
Yeah, no, the boys did well. We played three terms and two of those were against into the wind. So West Lakes, it blows a gale out there now with no protection from the stand. So, the boys were good. We sort of rested our top sort of 8 to 10 as, they'll end up playing a lot of footy this year. So chance to have a look at the next generation. And, I was really proud of the boys.
Well done, Sauce. And also, who are you seeing as the major threats in the Sandfall this year?
I think Sturt, obviously they've got Will Snelling back from Essendon and, he's come across from West Adelaide as well. So I think, they lost the grand final. So they'll be right around the mark and, Glenelg will still be there. But I think Norwood have replenished their list pretty well. They've had a lot go out, but they've also brought a lot in. So to be honest, I think sort of outside Glenelg and Sturt, I think, Central District, North Adelaide, even West Adelaide, South, everyone's going to be really tight. I think it's going to be a really even competition.
I'm glad you mentioned the Roosters there.
He's just named every club in the competition. They're all a threat. But have you had any club legends come out, like Bernie Vince, to talk to the playing group or anything like that, Source?
Not yet, mate. We got past Players Day round one, so we're going to have a big turnout, Rocky. And I know that you're a man that loves a past Players Day, so that's when you really come into your own.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, Source, quick one. The Almighty Crow Show's back for season 2024. It's been award-winning the last two years with me and you. Mate, you've handed me Ebony Marinoff. She come for the first show, and tomorrow I'm by myself.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? You're just on your own.
Mate. 8 years in the game, and the Crows have put me in there by myself. It's basically thrown me in the
That's
furnace.
Brutal.
Mate, we were a dynamic duo last year, and I feel bad that I've hung you out to dry there. But
no, you don't.
You're right. Actually, you're right. You're on your own. I'll be tuning in, mate. Don't worry about that.
No, don't worry. And so will everyone else, Fergus. Don't worry about that. Sammy Jacobs, thank you so much for your time, mate. Good luck on Friday.
Thanks very much, boys.
Thanks, Sauce. I like it. Great, great man. And we're going to wrap the show up next here. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, the Dead Set Legends, Tom Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo. Hell of a show for a Saturday morning. The Dead Set Legends, so good to be all back together as the trio. Tommy Rockliffe, Cal Ferguson, and Tomo Fergus, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. It's been great to be back and with you guys. I've missed you over the summer and over the last couple of weekends missing out. I felt like I'd missed something really important, so great to be back.
Yeah, no, it's been good to be back, Fergus. Make sure you enjoy your weekend, everyone in Adelaide. Ripping weather out there. I might go mow the lawns this afternoon myself.
Yeah, I like that. The Port Adelaide Footy Club take on Richmond tomorrow. So all the very best to Trav Boak in his 350th and Kenny Hinckley coaching his 250th. Yes. I reckon we just leave the family with a little bit of Ferg's best from Triple M Cricket.
I tell you what, the only thing that would be better than this is to have a schooner with it. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Bang.
Ice cold amber ale at some point would be really nice.
What would be really nice, an amber ale.
It'd be delicious. Amber ale.
See you, family.